In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. This week, I have a special guest, a very special guest joining me, my friend and colleague, Jay Shetty. Jay has a new book, and it's called Think Like a Monk, Train Your Mind for Peace and Purpose Every Day. Our new series is called Total Meditation. If it's true that we ourselves are the source of evil, then a practical solution to evil presents itself. It's called get unstuck. Unstuck means go beyond your frozen perceptions and habitual responses. To understand this a little better, the emotions that keep us stuck most of the time are anger and fear. They're very powerful emotions. If allowed to rise and fall in the same rhythm as normal experiences, neither anger nor fear will fuel evil behavior, such as war, for example, or crime, or even violent behavior. And this is because the flow of consciousness takes care of this until we interfere. Getting unstuck by freeing ourselves from bad behavior is to understand what causes bad behavior. So when we look at evil, it's just habitual, repetitive behavior. And repetitive, habitual behavior is so mundane by itself that it has no special power. But what happens is we introduce psychopathologies as a result of self-judgment, guilt, shame, damaged self-esteem, lack of impulse control, denial, repression. And then dark impulses, which are part of our shadow self, they get triggered. We lash out. We blame others. We want revenge. Attack first as a form of self-defense leads to feeling powerless. So human beings start having revenge fantasies. They start feeling hopeless. This results in recklessness. This is exactly what bullies do to their victims. And victims frequently end up being bullies. So we get stuck in the same patterns of hurting and being hurt. So is there a way out? And I think the way out is to start to begin to understand that we can have more choices in our responses in every moment by becoming more conscious and making conscious choices to go beyond the fragmented, fearful, conditioned mind. And as we watch people who are stuck in limited behaviors, we see that there are actually about four types of limited behavior that people engage in when they get stuck. The first is defensiveness, any form of defensiveness, any form of defending yourself is actually an apology and a form of denial and stuckness. The second behavior can be fighting back. The third can be putting up with the situation. And finally, going into denial. In total meditation, the desirable outcome can be left for consciousness to resolve the situation. Actively seek solutions only when centered. Act only when centered. Take responsibility for your feelings. trust that a solution is always possible. Seek insight through meditation. Respect others. Leave stressful situations. If they get extremely stressful and repetitive, then don't be in that situation again, because you value happiness. So do not rationalize suffering as a virtue. I'd like to pause here today and invite my friend Jay to either make any comments, or if he has any questions. Jay, I am thrilled to have you on this week for Daily Breath.
Thank you so much, Deepak. Definitely, congratulations on all the wonderful success of Daily Breath. It's been incredible to see its impact on people's lives and how positively people have responded. So it's my honor and great fortune to be with you. And hearing you speak about these themes reminded me of a really beautiful statement by Thich Nhat Hanh. And in this statement, he talks about how we prefer familiar pain as opposed to unfamiliar pain. So we choose to experience the same pain that we are used to, choosing almost suffering. As you said at the end, do not rationalize suffering as a virtue, but we almost choose suffering by staying in the same pain, according to Thich Nhat Hanh, rather than taking the alternative path, as he calls unfamiliar pain, to take that short-term new route of the unknown to truly discover the truth behind the pain, to truly discover how we can remove the pain. So unfortunately, in our lives, we continue on these very destructive cycles that keep us trapped in and locked in, rather than allowing ourselves to upgrade, or as you say, to allow the consciousness to enter or to help us make a decision. And so that was one of the first things that came to my mind as I was hearing you speak and sharing these wonderful reflections and realizations.
Well, thank you, Jay. You know, because one of the things I also learned from Thich Nhat Hanh is that to be aware of existence as it is, right this moment, the awareness of existence automatically should trigger what we call gratitude. And when we experience gratitude, we celebrate what is right this moment. And one of the examples Thich Nhat Hanh gave a long time ago, I remember in person, he said, when we have a toothache, we are miserable. And then when we fix the toothache, we are happy and we celebrate the absence of the toothache. But he said, why not celebrate the absence of toothache all the time? That way you will not be looking forward to the next toothache.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
As awareness expands, you discover new resources that allow for a wider range of behaviors in difficult situations. Let's pause here today.